Golden Vibe Morning Show with Zosia and Rico.
Cayman's Rhythm Station.
Island FM.
Are you feeling blessed this morning? Rico on there with him. Hey, brabs. So you know it's Friday, I did promise a very festive show and I'm coming through. Rico and I are not alone in studios. We have a very special person in here. We got one of our very own top influencers and icons, Miss Lee.
Oh my God.
Also known as Lee Not Nice. That's how a lot of you might know her as, or Peng Ting Lee. Yeah, how are you this morning?
I'm great.
Well, welcome home. I gotta tell you, it's good to see you here.
Thank you.
What have you been up to?
As in, like, since I've been here?
Oh, no, man, just in general, like, you know?
How's life been?
It's been good.
Yeah, life has been good.
Yeah.
All right, that's good. That's all we want to know. So, talk to us a bit about your start. We know that you're famous for your TikTok videos and all of that. When did you realize you had that talent or you had that love for the app and that you could create certain things like that?
During quarantine.
Quarantine.
Yes.
A lot of people discovered some talents during quarantine, yeah? And what made you stick to it?
The attention.
Yeah, the attention. And obviously the love for it too, of course. You are very entertaining. I have to tell you, if nobody gonna tell you, you are super, super entertaining. Are you an actual, like, dancer? Are you trained in dancing?
I am a dancer, but I'm self-trained.
Self-trained. That's good. We know you. We can see that. We can see it on you. So you got your start here. This is where you were based. And then you migrated to Jamaica. What's that transition been like for you?
I was kind of raised in Jamaica.
Okay, so, okay.
Yeah.
So I stand corrected.
I'm used to it.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Cool. And when you went to Jamaica, did you have any particular, like, goals or dreams or achievements? Like, I'm going home or I'm going to y'all to do X, Y, Z.
To be in more music videos, definitely.
Yeah?
Yeah. I got to meet with a lot of artists.
Talk to us. Do you mind sharing?
Sean Paul is one of my faves.
Whoa. Right.
Yeah, and follow me now.
Now, listen to me. All who can get Sean Paul to follow them is a bat. I'm telling you. Who else?
I've been in a Popcorn music video.
Yeah.
And he's really nice. I've been in a Dre Island music video as well. He's really down to earth.
Yes, he is. Big up Dre.
Yeah, being in music videos was a really top goal for me. And just creating links with, you know, persons.
That's good. What would you say are some of the challenges you faced, if any? We got a shy one. That's fine. It's fine. Rico, you have anything you want to ask Lee?
Yeah, I definitely do. So Lee, tell me a bit about what was the first time you were about to, you know, post that first video on TikTok, and it was a little bit out of your comfort zone, because we all know sometimes in Cayman we have I don't want to post this because I may feel, you know, a certain way about it.
Yeah, we have a little closed mindset here.
What was it like posting, like, your first funny video before you're about to post it? What was that feeling like for you?
I think my first video was, you know, put your back in it.
Yes.
I think that was my favorite video. And I used to make videos when I was younger. Mm-hmm. But I just never used to post them. The first time I posted it was because I kind of know that I can dance.
Yeah.
You know, I never felt a way like, oh, you know, people are going to judge me. Besides the fold and made a scene, like the background.
Yeah.
I don't mind because I'm a very, you know.
And that adds character. If you live a Cayman, you're going to hear some fouls in the background, or you're going to see them.
Yes. Especially like if you're in Jamaica, you can hear the cricket. Mm-hmm, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like a. Yeah.
All right. So you weren't really nervous or anything, or overwhelmed or.
I was a little surprised. That video, I think it got a mil views on Twitter.
A mil?
It was on Twitter, yeah. I wish it was Instagram, though, but you know.
Yeah, we know how that algorithm may work. Twitter's still good, though. If something goes viral on Twitter, trust me, it's going to get far, far, far. How many followers do you have right now, do you know, across platforms?
For Instagram, I just reached 95K.
Jesus! What?
I just reached 95K. Mom, I'm trying to have a project done.
Yeah.
When I reach 100K.
Nice.
You know, something new, get them something new.
Yeah.
Twitter, I think it's 38 or 39K. And then TikTok is around 95 or 92.
A lot of followers. Jeez, that's crazy. How do you deal with the negativity? Because I'm sure people have some comments to pass when they're ready. So how do you cope and deal with that negativity that comes your way?
You know, I don't get a lot of, like, negativity.
I love that.
But, however, you know, you have the one, two. mm-hmm. people. Mm-hmm. They would scope out the background. I'm a person, I do things in my natural state. My hair, messy, yeah. bonnet.
We love that. It's very authentic. It's very real. Like, this is how we are on a day-to-day basis. We're not always dress up.
Yes, and I'm trying to, you know, make people know that you don't have to fix up all the time for Instagram. Mm-hmm. There was this one person that's like, oh, you know, where is your bedhead?
Not the bedhead. It's over Thompson's.
Right. I was like, okay, since I don't have a go buy the bedhead, give me.
Thank you. Would you like to give me a bedhead, you know?
I was in Jamaica at the time. I just moved into an apartment.
Right.
People scoping out the background. I was like.
So they're just finding little petty things to nitpick at.
Yeah, but for me, I know that I'm not going to be in a position for long. And you not gonna buy me a bedhead, so mm-hmm. therefore zip it
up right there. I love that. Anything else you wanna ask, Rico?
Yeah, for sure. My next question to you was what was the transition like, you know, going from Cayman to Jamaica? Obviously it's two different countries, two different vibes. What was that transition like for you to go from, you know, Cayman over to Jamaica?
As relates to like friends and people.
Yeah, was it lonely at first when you got back to Jamaica, or were you just straight in and you were doing all kind of different things? Music videos, content, linking up with creators.
You know, weirdly, seeing that I have a lot of, I guess, Jamaican culture in me.
Yep.
I think I found my, not my circle, but the circle I think I'd have been around mm-hmm. from I was in Cayman.
Awesome. Nice.
So those persons, they knew of me, and you know, the person who I am with, yeah. they have a specific circle.
Okay.
So I end up being in that circle with the DJs and mm-hmm. the, you know, the artists and so forth. So it was really hard. However, okay. you know, you win some and lose some.
Yeah. True. You have your hardships. That's amazing. So you say you're working on a project for when you hit 100K. Anything else in the works?
More videos. I haven't been posting much.
And that's fair. I mean, we all need a break. We can't be round the clock, you know. People who entertain and do these things, they need some time to tap into their realities and their own personal lives too. We can't be too greedy with it. So that is fair. If you have to take a break from posting, take a break from posting. Lee, we are absolutely so, so proud of you here in the Cayman Islands. As you pop up on the timeline, yeah, retweet, repost, because, oh, that's our Cayman young girl. That's our jam down girl. And we're happy that you're home. You have to go show me off and do some TikTok off air.
Yeah.
Tiki-taki. Thank you so much for passing through. We are looking forward to what you do next. We wish you all the best no matter what you decide to do in life. And like we always say here on the Island Vibes Morning Show, never you forget to big up yourself.